Shalom Aleichem, this is Rabbi Kovacs, and for Erev Shabbos Truma, the Mishnah Yomi is in the 13th and final chapter of Ketuvot, Mishnah Gimel. Now, yesterday we started this chapter talking about the statements made by two famous judges in Yerushalayim, Admon and Hanan. Yesterday we talked about Hanan's teachings and how the Bnei Kohanim Gedolim argued on him. Today we bring Admon. Admon Omer Shiva. He said seven things. Here's the first one in Mishnah 3. Misha Meit. A man passed away, hiniach bonim uvanot, and he left both sons and daughters. Bizman shahanachosim merubin, when his properties are many, it's a large estate, there's plenty in the bank. Habonim yorshim, the sons inherit the estate assets. Habonot nizonot, and the daughters are fed, and of course entitled to clothing and housing as well, from the assets of the estate, until they grow up and get married. Now we mentioned earlier, a few chapters ago, that the daughters, in the absence of a precedent made by the father about dowry, the daughters are also each entitled to 10% of the estate assets for their dowry. Now, we explained this didn't mean 10 daughters eat up the entire estate for dowry. It meant if there were 10 daughters, they actually, you know, redivide it, and each are entitled to 5.5% if there happen to be 10 daughters. So they not only get food, clothing, and shelter, they're also entitled to dowry from the estate until they're married. But the Mishnah brings the next case, b'nechosim muatim. What if there's not a lot of assets in the estate? Habanot yizonu, the daughters are entitled to support, food, clothing, shelter, dowry. Habanim yachzur al patachim, and the sons have to go beg on the doorstep. That really means, yachzur, we understand it to mean they have to go beg in order to eat, but really could also mean they need to go and get a job. They can't rely on the trust fund. They need to go out and make their own parnasa, their own livelihood. The Bartonura here brings one opinion that what does it mean, mu'atim, a little bit of assets? He means anything less than 1 year of providing for all of the sons and daughters. So if they could live off the assets for 1 year without anyone begging or getting a job, that would be enough. He also brings the Rambam. The Rambam has a more generous allotment. He says anything less than the amount that would support all of the sons and daughters until the daughters reach maturity, are, you know, over 12 years old and now, you know, ready to start looking for a shidduch, that would be considered muat, considered not enough if they couldn't support all of the minor children to adulthood. So back in the Mishnah, Admon Omer. So now Admon says about this, Bishvil sheni zachar hifsadti, because I'm a male, I will lose my inheritance. And he has an interesting point, because on a deraisa level, a biblical level, the sons inherit the father, the daughters do not. Now, as we've seen, rabbinically, there are a number of protections, including this Mishnah, for the daughters to get supported and to get a share in the assets. But on a biblical level, the sons should really have the greater claim. Amar Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Gamliel says, Roe ani et divrei Admon. He says, I see that Admon is making a good point. The Bartonura says, Ein halacha Admon. But the halacha is not like him. The halacha is really the daughters are entitled to first dibs on the estate assets. Now let's go on to Mishnah Dalit. Hatoen et chavero kadei shemen. Someone claims from his friend barrels of oil. Basically, he's saying, I sold you, or I lent you, or I deposited by you 10 barrels of oil. Vahode bakankanim. And the other guy admits to owing barrels, empty barrels, with no oil. Admon omer, so Admon teaches, hoel sins, hode bemiktsatatina. He admitted to a portion of the claim made on him, yeshava. He has to make an oath, a shavua. Now, this is the famous shavua of mode b'miktzat hatayna, one who admits a portion of a claim. We'll learn all about this when we get to Shavuot, chapter 6. The idea that the Mishnah, the Gemara, will explain in Shavuot is somebody might be putting off returning or paying for this item, so he'll admit he owes some of it, but he kind of wants to deny all of it, give himself some more time to get it together and to get it back. So we want someone in this situation to make an oath so he'll admit to owing everything that he actually owes, and they can, you know, work out a payment plan or square it away then. And back in the Mishnah, Chachamim Omrim, the other sages disagree with Admon. They say, Ein zo hodam minatayna. The claimee is not admitting to portion of the claim. The claim was, you owe me 10 barrels of oil. He says, no, I owe you empty barrels. So really, if he had said, I owe you 5 barrels of oil, that would be a mode b'miktzat hatayna, a partial admission that requires a shavua. But just barrels is not the same thing. Amar Rabban Gamliel again says, Roa ani et divrei Admon. I think Admon is correct, and here the halacha is like Admon. Yashar koach, good Shabbos, Shabbat Shalom.